Hey, welcome to a Stonewall's Perspective podcast. In this podcast, Alex gives his perspective on what is going on in the world. It is his mission to bring the light of the gospel into every aspect of life. We hope you enjoy.
Gentlemen, welcome back to Stonewall's Perspective. I am your host, Alexander Stone. I'm on a mission to spread the light of the gospel into every aspect of life, and yes, I did say every, including the things that people do not like to discuss, such as politics. We live in a day and an age in which there is a travesty of injustice, a travesty of injustice that we see going on with President Trump and how he is being treated. He is the leading candidate for President of the United States, yet they do not care. They want to get rid of him. They want to oust him. They want to remove him because he is a threat to the system. He is a threat to the deep state. He is a threat to the swamp. So today's show, I'm going to be talking about this travesty of injustice that we see coming against President Trump. But first of all, I want to discuss the presidential race. The presidential race, who is running for president? Obviously, we know that there have been people that have dropped out. And I believe right here, right now, every single person who is running for president of the United States against President Donald J. Trump needs to drop out of the race. There is no shot that they have at winning against President Trump. The polls are clear. Every single poll that we've seen shows President Trump going higher and higher and higher and higher and higher. And every poll that we see for Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy even, sees them going lower and lower and lower and lower and lower. There's no shot that they have against the President of the United States, the person who should be in the White House right now, President Donald J. Trump. They don't have a shot. There is nothing that they have. They have no path to win. I interviewed a presidential candidate. His name is E.W. Jackson, and he's a great guy, great man. I love him. You know, he's a brother in Christ. He's a bishop, a pastor, and I love him dearly because he is a brother in Christ. But he has no shot at winning. He needs to drop out. Perry Johnson dropped out. Mike Pence dropped out. Chris Christie needs to drop out. He has no chance. He goes on stage at the debate saying, if you don't make these debates, Donald Trump, we're not going to call you Donald Trump. We're going to call you Donald Duck. What an idiot. Come on. That's crazy. President Trump is the person who has the best shot at winning in 2024. And because of that, everyone needs to back out and support President Donald J. Trump. He's the person who deserves it. He had 4 years, and under his administration, amazing things happened to the United States of America and for the United States of America. No matter how the liberals and Democrats want to spin it, President Trump was one of the greatest presidents of all time, despite the fact that he had a Congress that was against him, a Senate that was against him, and a judicial system that was against him. He did great things for the United States of America and, quite frankly, the world. And then 2020 happened and COVID-19 happened, and they made way to be able to steal the election from President Trump. So they stole it, and he was no longer in office. He has not been in office for 4 years, despite the fact that many people say he's actually secretly the president. Now, that's not true. That's a bunch of garbage. But he deserves it because it was stolen from him. And because it was stolen from him, he is the person that should rightfully be in office right now. And when he wins in 2024, everyone will say, yeah, you're right. He should have been president this whole time. Even Ben Shapiro just a few days ago said, I miss President Trump. Ben Shapiro has admittedly, you know, kind of been against President Trump recently. But he says, I miss President Trump. And so do I. And so does most of the rest of the United States of America. Because under President Trump, good things happened rather than the travesty that we have now. Now, moving on away from this presidential candidacy that everyone has currently, we live under a day and age in which there is a travesty of injustice. In New York, President Trump is being sued by the New York Attorney General, Letitia James. This person is someone who ran on getting President Trump ousted, ran on making President Trump a criminal. So she ran and she won her election. And now she is suing President Trump for fraudulent business practices. He's been sued multiple times this year and probably last year as well because of this, that, and the other, when, quite frankly, he's done nothing wrong. He hasn't broken any laws. He hasn't raped anyone. None of this has actually happened, but they're trying to throw everything on the wall to make sure that he is ineligible to run for president of the United States. It's a travesty of injustice. So I haven't been watching the case. I haven't been paying close attention to the case, but I have been watching the New York Attorney General's Twitter account, or X account, X formerly known as Twitter. She puts up these play-by-plays every day once the case is done for the day. She goes on to her ex profile and she gives a 1.5 minute video, you know, recapping what happened in the day. Meanwhile, President Trump has a gag order. He can't really talk about it. He can't really address it on social media or in front of the news media because the corrupt Judge Enmuron, not Enguerrand, Enmuron, has put a gag order on. Now, President Trump broke the gag order because what person wouldn't? In President Trump's position, he had to pay $10,000. President Trump easily did that because President Trump is a multi-billionaire. He is very wealthy. I've been to his properties in Las Vegas and Miami. He's a very wealthy man. Very, very wealthy. His properties prove that. So he was easily able to pay that $10,000. But despite the fact that he is a gag order, Letitia James, she's putting on her Twitter every single day, President Trump did this, President Trump did that, and we interviewed this guy, and this guy testified, and whatnot, okay? She always says, truth comes out in the end. Well, what's going on is President Trump has taken some of these things to the appeals court, and the appeals court has appealed, overturned the ruling of Judge Enmuron, and Judge Enmuron continues to ignore the appeals court. What does that sound like to you? What does that sound like to me? What does that sound like to the rest of the United States of America if you actually pay attention and open your eyes and open your ears and open your mind a little bit? It sounds to me as if it is a travesty of injustice. Sad. Quite frankly, it's wicked. This has never happened in the United States ever before, but now it's happening because President Trump is the only person who has actually made an effort to be a threat to the system since Ronald Reagan. Sounds a little fishy, doesn't it? Hint, hint, it's more than fishy, it's corrupt, it's evil, it's wicked. ConservativeBrief.com wrote an article a few days ago, October 22nd. Trump rips New York Attorney General for keeping him off campaign trail. And in court, former President Donald Trump is outraged at New York Attorney General Letitia James' civil fraud lawsuit for several reasons, one of which is because he sees it as a blatant election interference. Trump took verbal aim at James when he left the Manhattan courtroom where his trial is being held last week, ripping her for keeping him stuck in the city and off the campaign trail. I'm here, stuck here, and I can't campaign. I'd rather be in Iowa. I'd rather be in New Hampshire or South Carolina or Ohio or a lot of other places. but I'm stuck here because I have a corrupt attorney general that communicates with the DOJ in Washington to keep me nice and busy because I'm leading Biden in the polls by a lot, Trump said, according to Fox News. He also accused James of colluding with President Biden's Justice Department to keep him tied up with legal cases and out of early primary states. This is election interference. They made up a fake case. These are fraudulent people, and the judge already knows what he's going to do. He's a Democrat judge. In all fairness to him, he has no choice, Trump added. I know this city better than anybody who knows this city. Nobody knows it like I do. He's a Democrat judge out of the clubhouses. He's controlled, and it's a shame. What's going on here is a shame. Our whole system is corrupt. This is corrupt. Atlanta is corrupt, and what's coming out of D.C. is corrupt, Trump noted further. The 45th president went on to blast James for campaigning on a platform to get him after a brief failed run for the Democrat gubernatorial nomination in 2021. She was caught on video pledging to target Trump and his businesses specifically while he was still president. Eric Trump shared the video of James promising to take down Trump on his Instagram page. This is not the United States legal system. This is a third world prosecutorial misconduct. Promising to target a political opponent and their family before even entering office. It's hard to believe that this is America. Letitia James may go down as the most politically corrupt attorney general in New York history, he said in the video's caption. Stay tuned. We have sued her for unethical behavior, and a judge will see every one of these videos, her viciousness and her pure malice of her actions and statements. More to come. Tomorrow may just be a video of James ad-libbing the song I Will Survive, while interjecting hate speech about Donald Trump. Very common for the top law enforcement official in the state of New York, the former president's son said. This garbage erodes Americans' confidence in the legal system, and it will stop. Thank you to everyone who has sent videos of her. We seem to get the new ones almost every day. Hashtag keep them coming, he added. This is from Eric Trump. This is a travesty of injustice, my friends. A travesty of injustice. President Trump is being held in New York because of this civil trial, this bogus BS civil trial. He can't campaign. And this is election interference. They wanted to talk about election interference all day long in 2016. Then we talk about it in 2020. And oh no, that's not election interference. There was no election interference. There was no stolen election. They want to talk about election interference in the Georgia gubernatorial race when it was Stacey Abrams versus Brian Kemp. But when we talk about it, chirps. They don't respond. They don't talk about it. I wonder why. It's almost as if they have an agenda to get rid of President Trump. They have an agenda to take control and be in control forever. It's as if they have an agenda to ruin the United States of America. And it is very, very, very sad to see. I have this book, Socialism Under the Microscope, and I talk about it all the time because it gives the details of socialism that they want to implement inside of the United States of America. We see all of these principles all over the United States of America, and that they are trying to implement every single one of them into every form and facet of society. It's their Seven Mountain Mandate. That they want to go in all seven mountains of influence and promote socialism and communism and all of these evil, terrible, horrible, no good, very bad things. What are some of these things, you ask? Maybe you haven't listened to my podcast before, and that's okay. But some of these tactics are the creation of racial offenses, continual change to create confusion, the teaching of sexual deviance to children, the undermining of institutional authority, the promotion of mass immigration to destroy national identity, the promotion of excessive drinking, the emptying of churches by the promotion of secular humanism, an unreliable legal system with bias against victims of crime. Ding, 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 ding. Isn't that what we see happening in this President Trump case? An unreliable legal system with a biased judge. President Trump was not able to get a jury, despite the fact that many people on Twitter or X or whatever are saying that his lawyers didn't check a box. No, there was no box. This kind of trial does not constitute for a jury. And it's a very, very rare thing, but the New York Attorney General made it like that on purpose so President Trump would not have a jury. Unreliable legal system. Number 9, the expansion of public welfare programs. Number 10, the cultivation of a left-wing media. Oh my gosh, that's exactly what we see with this President Trump case. A cultivation of a left-wing media is all over the place. Fox News has become left-wing. CNN has been left-wing for a long time, and MSNBC. It's all over the place, and they do not care about the truth. They care about the lies, and they care about what goes in their pocketbook. They care about the money. And I promise you that if you dig a little deeper, if you go a little further, and if you go into the truth and what is actually going on, Scripture is very clear, the truth will set you free. Go search for the truth. I ask every single one of you to do that. Please, 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 please. Number 11, the undermining of the family as the basic unit of society. The reason why we've come to where we are is because family has been broken apart. It's been disbanded by the culture, and they're trying to put mothers with mothers and fathers with fathers, when in reality, biblically, we need a father and a mother married in the household to nurture and help change their children and lead them towards righteousness. That's what we need. But the left-wing media and the left-wing liberal liars, propagandists, socialists and communists and communist socialists, as Doug Billings calls them, they want to disband the family unit because that goes along with their agenda to destroy the United States of America. This is from Socialism Under the Microscope, pages 93 and 94. It goes on and say, and says, one of the main ideas that the Frankfurt School was to employ is the Freudian concept of pansexualism as means of collapsing Western political and religious structures. Oh my goodness. What do we see all over the place? Pansexualism. Let's go and look up the definition of pansexualism, shall we? I'm looking this up on my iPad. Define pansexualism. And go. Pansexuality is sexual, romantic, or emotional attraction towards people of all genders or regardless of their sex or gender identity. Wow. That's exactly what we see today. The promotion of pansexualism. You can be attracted to this person, and you can be attracted to that person. You can be attracted to all people, no matter their gender identity. What? That's crazy. That's asinine. But it's happening. How sad. Goes on and says, as fate would have it, Hitler came to power in 1933 and the Jewish Marxists of the Frankfurt School were compelled to pack their bags and head off for America. Within the United States, they obtained teaching positions at such leading colleges and universities at the University of California at Berkeley, Brandeis, Princeton, and Columbia through the networking at fellow Jewish intellectuals. Why is college so corrupt? Why are universities so corrupt? Because the people from the Frankfurt School came to the United States of America and became professors and promoted their lies and liberal propaganda. And it's come to this point where my generation, Generation Z, and even millennials, are the two most indoctrinated generations of all time. And it's sad, and it's wicked. And so what they've done to continue their propaganda, to continue their lies, is that the DNC and George Soros and probably even Mark Zuckerberg as well, what they've done is they have hired hundreds of Democrat influencers and liberal influencers and propagandists to promote their lies and liberal propaganda. I've been studying this for a long time, for the past few months, and so I was looking into their strategy. I was looking into what they're doing, and I saw this. I saw the effect that it has had in my generation. That was sad. And so I texted General Flynn, and I said, General, this is what's going on. This is what's happening. We need change. We need a plan. We need a solution. So I came up with this thing called Operation Z. Excuse me. And so basically what it is it is a plan to fight back against the liberal lies and propaganda, to fight back against their media, to fight back against the things that they are saying and the things that they are doing by hiring conservative truthers to spread the truth on places like TikTok. And the reason why I say TikTok, I know that many people might despise TikTok because of its Chinese involvement, but my generation is on TikTok, so my generation needs to spread the truth on TikTok so the truth can set them free. The influence and reach that the Democrats have gotten is 67 million people at least. And we need to fight back because time is of the essence. Time is of the essence. Time is of the essence. They've cultivated a left-wing media to lie to us, and we've been lied to for far too long, and I've had enough. That's why I started my podcast. That's why I started doing the things that I was doing. That's why I started preaching and proclaiming the truth, preaching and proclaiming the gospel, going across the United States and telling others, hey, this is what's going on, and ringing the bells so that people can be aware. That's my calling for every single one of you today. So go ring those bells and let people know what's going on, that there is a travesty of justice going on in the United States of America. Not a travesty of justice, a travesty of injustice. It's so, so sad to see. Guys, if you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Stonewall, you can get a discount of up to 66% off of your order. It's a great deal, an amazing deal. I have my MyPillow, Mike Lindell. Let's see if I can reach it. There we go. I have my Mike Lindell bobblehead. This is a great bobblehead. Mike Lindell, do you like MyPillow? Yes. Yes, he does. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Stonewall. You can get a discount of up to 66% off of your order. For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Stonewall. You can get a discount of up to 66% off of your order. And Mike Lindell is not the only person that likes MyPillows. I also have my President Trump bobblehead as well. President Trump, do you like MyPillow? Yes, he does. Yes, he does. MyPillow.com, use promo code Stonewall. You can get a discount of up to 66% off of your order. Watch this video. OPZnow.com is the link to the website that I'm about to share with you. Operation Z, it's been endorsed by General Flynn, endorsed by Roger Stone, endorsed by Ian Vandersteel, Doug Billings. Many of the people that come on my show, they have endorsed it. And even Pastor Dave Scarlett, you're in his glory. Thank you all for listening. God bless you all. Watch this video. God bless you all.
I 100% feel like I was part of some cruel medical and social experiment.
I've now been living as a woman for 28 years, and I fully regret this.
I can't believe this happened. I ruined my life.
We're butchering a generation of children because nobody's willing to talk about anything.
Children and parents across the country have been caught off guard by gender ideology. How did we get to this point?
I'm angry. What's going to happen to the kids and the youth? I'm sad for humanity and the children. And what's going to happen?
We're not going to be judged by what happened. We're going to be judged by what do we do about it.
Out there right now, as you folks know, we have this narrative out there that, you know, you should cut off body parts, that you should worship abortion and worship Satan, and all these demonic things that we were taught as kids. Ages 12 to 25, they need a different voice and a different message.
We know that there have been countries, there have been personalities that everybody's aware of that have invested millions and millions of dollars in the socialist movement, and they try to capture the youth of America. And so what our idea is with Operation Z, really to recognize that the Z generation, Generation Z, is to have our own team of digital soldiers, digital warriors, citizen journalists who are in fact involved in this effort to try to, you know, get another message out there, a message about faith, a message about a family's freedom. Generation Z needs to jump on board, and they're going to do that through you, my friend.
My generation is the most indoctrinated generation of all times. We want to change the narrative. Scripture is very clear. The truth will set you free. If we don't have Generation Z, we're going to lose our country.
Go to opznow.com to change the trajectory of our kids' future.
Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow, now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98. Or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. We hope you enjoyed. You can also check us out at Stonewall's Perspective on Facebook and Instagram to keep up with the latest news. Stay anchored.